President Trump said again today that the white nationalists who marched in Charlottesville, Virginia this weekend weren't solely to blame for the violence there. As he did on Saturday, Trump suggested the left-wing counter-demonstrators were also responsible.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent.
Trump also defended protesters at the Unite the Right rally. He said some weren't neo-Nazis. They just didn't want to see a Confederate general's statue come down.
This week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after?
Meanwhile, the events in Charlottesville continued to ripple across the country, with protests to condemn racism and to mourn the counter-protester who was killed on Saturday. About 50 people gathered over the weekend in Homer, and some 300 came out Sunday in downtown Anchorage. On Monday, dozens of people joined a candlelight vigil in Sitka. KCAW's Emily Kwong was there.
Why does the light have for, Mama?
It's to light the candle like on a birthday cake.
A little girl is watching her mother light a candle at Sitka's Peace Vigil, which drew over 100 people around a large totem pole in the center of town. Some brought tea lights cupped in seashells, others house candles wrapped in aluminum foil.
I think I'll say happy birthday.
No, this isn't for birthdays, though.
The candles are for creating a, quote, safe space for community in solidarity with Charlottesville and beyond. At least that's how organizer Hannah Guggenheim described the event on Facebook. For a town where the majority of the population is white, the gathering was fairly diverse and candid about Sitka's own history of colonial occupation on Tlingit land. Lakota Hardin brought sage to burn. Dale Williams recalled how in 1965, someone mounted a burning cross on the Sheldon Jackson campus in response to a local civil rights march. Dionne Brady Howard hoped the events in Charlottesville would spur further dialogue on not only what happened this weekend, but just how deeply racism in America runs.
If nothing else, it's brought to light how much hatred there still is, and things like institutional racism and generational trauma across our nation.
And throughout history. Martina Kurzer, who grew up in Germany, said video footage of the street fighting in Virginia brought flashbacks to stories her grandparents told her.
Stories of street fights between communists and Nazis in the year 1925.
While for Elizabeth Herendeen, this is all new, she grew up in Charlottesville and attended UVA.
Just talking with my mom this morning, I mean, people are afraid to go out and live their lives and just to run errands or go to work.
In part, she added, because of reports that alt-right leaders have vowed to return to her hometown, where the city council voted to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee this spring, making it a battleground for white supremacists to push for its protection.
We shall all be free.
Joining hands again, the vigil closed with an anthem from the civil rights era, the gospel song, We Shall Overcome. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.